Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. The title of this week's program is, When Will the Charade End? And this is a question that's been floating in the forefront of my mind because we see constant propaganda pieces being pushed on the citizenry through the controlled media, the antics of the rhinos and the Biden regime, basically the entire establishment that has entrenched itself in Washington, D.C. And I've asked my good friend and frequent flyer here on Power of Prophecy, Pat McShay, an outstanding investigative reporter and writer and just a tremendous researcher, to join me again today. Pat, welcome back to Power of Prophecy.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. It's always great to be back.
You know, Kamala Harris just showed up on, what, I think Meet the Press with Chuck Todd this past weekend, and she, well, it wasn't really a word salad like she normally throws out there. I mean, she did make some sense, although I don't agree with what she had to say. But she told Chuck Todd that our border is secure. Pat, I don't know if you heard this. Listen to what this propagandist had to say.
The border is secure.
We're going to have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
Okay, so she says the border's secure, and now to follow that up, she says we need to create a pathway to citizenship and the government this and the government that. But, yeah, you know, our government already sets the policy on how many immigrants we allow into the country. But Chuck Todd said it. There's 2 million. We're going to hit 2 million illegal aliens into this country this year. But what do you think about that mess?
Yeah, I think, you know, she told the truth there, that their main focus is to give these people a green light and to put them all on a path to citizenship. And they don't want that path to include, you know, a lot of the things that used to be necessary or, you know, a prerequisite. They just want them all to come. This is just clearly a Cloward and Piven move, which was a paper written 50-some years ago about flooding this country with illegals and busting the system. And, you know, that's what's coming. These people are all on the dole. They're all given debit cards. They're all given cash. They're putting them up in hotels. They're treated better than our veterans. They're treated much better than our homeless population who are, you know, camping out in front of million-dollar homes out in California now. But that's their goal. They want to bring as many illegals into the country, and they are going to continue to say the border is secure and just lie to the American people. Most people hear, you know, these politicians on the morning Sunday shows, and the casual observer believes what they hear. So most people don't do a deep dive into what's really going on, although you don't really have to do much of a deep dive on immigration. We've brought in 5 million, or allowed 5 million illegals to come in just since Biden took office, and there have been 500,000 getaways that they have no idea who those people are, if they're criminals, what kind of criminal record they have. They don't know anything about them. So that's their goal, and they're comically blaming Trump for immigration, carrying Jean-Pierre, Biden's new press secretary. She even went as far the other day as to say that Trump, they're cleaning up Trump's mess. And she said that Trump couldn't even finish the wall, she said. Even she didn't mention that the Democrats did everything they could, including filing lawsuits and everything they could to stop the wall. And she said Trump policies were the problem, even though Trump had the stay in Mexico policy worked out with the president of Mexico, which to me was the best thing any president has done in 50 years on immigration. And Biden has already gotten rid of that. So just like the energy, just like a lot of these different areas, he has come in and he's gotten rid of Trump's policies that were working.
You know, the first thing that I think of with all of these illegals, number one, the Mexican-American citizens that are already here are fed up with the influx of illegal aliens. Because the Mexican-Americans that are here, the Latinos, they have assimilated. They are happy and proud to chase the American dream, to have the rights that they have. And they know that all of the influx of these millions of illegals is doing nothing but raising their taxes. And it's a potential coup for the Democratic Party with the voter rolls. I mean, they're already polluted with dead people and multiple, right. And then they're doing the ballot harvesting and all of the nefarious things that they do to get elections to swing their way, circa 2020. Yeah. But the thing today.
Yeah, and then you've got these Mexicans that are coming in and these Central and South Americans that are coming here. Those are all Catholic, very religious areas, and these people are consider themselves Christians. They don't believe in abortion. They believe in a lot of right-wing policies. And so a lot of these people that are here now and have been here long enough to become citizens and are voting, these people are voting, starting to vote Republican because they don't have the values that they are seeking on the Democrat side. So they're not even going to be able to keep these people in their voting block.
That's a fact. But how many unvetted Afghanis that are actual terrorists, not domestic terrorists, not like you and I, because we speak out against all of the policies that this tyrannical government has unleashed upon us, but there's untold numbers of terroristic Afghanis that got brought over when Biden screwed that whole Afghan deal up. How many are coming across the southern border unchecked into this country? We have no way of knowing, because Mayorkas and Biden and Harris and all of the jackwagons in charge of setting the tone for how many migrants we allow into this country, they're polluting the population here. And, well, basically it looks like they're trying to turn us into a third world country.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there have been a lot of elite plans. Besides Cloud and Piven, there was the Kalergi plan back about 100 years ago that they were replacing basically white Europeans with immigrants. Their plan to do that has been around for a long time, and the Democrats don't want people to notice that that's going on here, and they even vehemently deny that they're trying to replace white people, but that's clearly in their agenda. Bill Cooper, who wrote Behold a Pale Horse, said in that book that was written about 35 years ago, he said that they have a plan to replace white people. So this plan's been around for a long time, and it's no secret, it's no accident that Joe Biden didn't stumble onto this equity. This equity, they've been trying to push equity for a while, and they're using Biden to push through every radical idea with immigration, with the Green New Deal, with just every single policy is anti-American and pro-globalist. And these rhinos that are globalists, some of them are starting to lose in the primaries. I just hope that the people that are taking their place in the general election can win those races. But we've got to get people that are America first. I just can't believe how many Americans are anti-America. It just boggles the mind.
It very much does. You mentioned the Green New Deal, and Biden was in Detroit this week, and he was promoting the electrical vehicle push that his government has got going on. The thing is, today, RNC Research has a report that Ford, in its push to transition its gasoline-powered fleet to EVs, are laying off 3,000 employees. So
I saw that.
The economy is already heading towards the septic tank. I mean, it is getting worse every day. We've got a threat of a rail strike. So if you think supply chain issues are a problem today, wait until that happens. They're cutting 3,000 employees at the Dearborn plant, and they're moving numbers of these American jobs that Trump, for all of his faults and all of his weaknesses, he had brought industry back to America. Now these jobs are heading back over to Mexico. They're heading to Canada. Yep. And, you know, Trudeau is just lapping it up, the little dictator up there, little Castro, because the jobs are going to Canada. And we are getting the short end of the stick down here with all of this. And the funny thing is, I saw a video clip of Biden after he spoke about the importance of EVs and blah, blah, blah. He was given a tour of the showroom, and he oohed and awed over one vehicle, and it was a gasoline-powered Corvette. And
yeah, well, he famously has an old, I think, 67 Corvette that he still owns, that he's had for forever. And, yeah, it figures he'd go right for the gas guzzler.
Yeah, but we're going to pump EVs, even if it breaks this economy. We're not set up to transition to renewables, if that's what you want to call that garbage.
Yeah, not at all.
We are not ready. I mean, California is the perfect example of what happens when you push EVs, but you also shut down coal-fired power plants. You shut down nuclear power plants. You start blowing up dams that are hydroelectric dams. And you depend heavily on solar and wind. And now they're telling, with this heat wave, they're telling everybody, unplug your EVs. Don't plug them in.
Well, yeah, in Colorado, I read that there are some cities that are keeping people's thermostats at the same. They're not allowing them to adjust their thermostats in their own homes.
22,000 customers last week. I reported on this, and it cracks me up, the gullibility of people thinking, well, I'm going to get this free thermostat, and I'll be able to remote control it with my phone and my tablets and blah. It's going to make my life so much easier. Oh, and I'll join this program, so I'll get a discount on my electric bill. And everything's going to be peachy keen until the heat wave hit last week. And 22,000 customers tried to cool the house off, and they were locked out. This is the control mechanisms that they're looking to sneak into our daily lives.
Right. I was listening to Dan Dockett's show. He's a guy here in Indiana. And he was saying that he just got a note from his electric company telling him that his bills were going to start going up about 15% a month now. Mm. They sent him a letter. So if you remember, Obama said that your utility bills would necessarily start going way up. Remember when he said that?
Yeah.
I mean, they know that it's going to be painful. They know it's going to hurt people, and they don't care because they have an agenda. And Joe Biden's not in charge of his agenda. He's answering to globalists and Klaus Schwab and the BlackRock Corporation and, you know, all these people. And he doesn't have a mind of his own. He doesn't have a mind anymore.
Are you telling me the big guy's not in charge?
It's just unreal. Did you see him walking around with the governor of Michigan holding her hand?
She was guiding him along. Jill probably talked to her beforehand and said, look, you're going to have to help the old bird get around. And
yeah.
So they held hands. So did he sniff her hair? No, she's too old for that. Never mind.
She's too old for that. Yeah.
Sorry, I digress for a second because he's so disgusting. Speaking of the big guy, one of his campaign promises was he was going to implement more gun control, another attack on the Second Amendment. He recently was able to get this accomplished. I reported on this, I think, last week. Mayor Adams is using the retirement system for the city of New York. Hochul, the governor of New York, also jumped on the bandwagon. They threatened credit card companies because they didn't tag certain purchases to specify gun sales. So this is all another attack on the gun control deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's just going after the Constitution, period. I mean, it's already come out that his administration was conspiring with Twitter and Facebook and Google and all these different companies to censor information, especially information about the vaccines and the negative reports about the vaccines. So they know that he's working with them to censor and curb free speech. They're banning books at Amazon under Biden, and he's doing everything he can to destroy the Constitution.
Every day. You know, there was a report I read, and it talked about this credit card companies categorizing gun sales separate because they have to categorize every purchase you make with your credit card, and that they track your trends and what you're buying and all of this. So with the threat of financial backing, the credit card companies caved in and said, okay, we'll do it. We're going to code anything with ammunition or gun purchases. We'll code it separately so you'll be able to track. The first thing that popped in my mind was there's going to be a run on cash because nobody that is remotely aware of anything going on like this is going to go withdraw cash, and they're going to buy guns and ammunition with cash only. There's a gentleman. His name is Dan Eldridge. He owns Max and Shooter Supplies up in the Chicago area, I believe. He had an ATM machine in his store, and the fees were too much for him to handle, so he had him pull it out. He has requested vehemently that this company bring their ATM machine back, and he expects to do $10,000 to $15,000 a month through the cash transactions of the ATM machine because people are going to withdraw cash to buy their guns and ammunition. And he also pointed out the fact that if you come to my store and you buy a gun safe, which is what every responsible gun owner should do, you should have a gun safe so that you can store your ammunition. If you have a fire, the gun safe is fireproof, so it won't set off all of the ammunition while the firefighters are trying to put it out your fire. But they categorized, because of where it was purchased, they categorize these gun safes as a gun purchase. And then the government will track you. But if you go to Cabela's and you buy a gun, it's a sporting goods tag.
Huh.
So we already know that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, illegally, they're tracking all the background checks, and they know who has what guns.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they're breaking the law daily. The FBI is illegally spying on people. The NSA is illegally spying. You know, that's what Edward Snowden, the big thing, was, you know, the fact that they're spying on the American people. And there was another guy that worked for the NSA before Snowden came out. Gosh, I can't think of his name offhand, but he came out years before Snowden and said the same thing, that, hey, they're illegally spying on people at the NSA and the FBI. So they just don't pay any attention to these laws when it comes to the American citizens. They just flout it and break the law.
Yeah, because they got all the power. It's the golden rule, good for me, but not for thee. So
yeah,
that's another reason why they had to build that great big complex out in Utah. They need to store more data. And
right.
It's all about building a dossier on every subversive person who doesn't go along with their agenda. Now, I saw an article today talking about Facebook. They were monitoring the private messages through their messenger program, and they were forwarding this to the FBI. The FBI would then get a subpoena and go to the Meta headquarters and get these messages, and they already had everything lined up. So Meta, or Facebook, or whatever you want to call it, Meta's the corporate name, they are also helping the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ. All of these alphabet agencies are being aided and abetted by these large corporations to gather more and more data on you and me, and people should be frightened.
Yeah, the guy that I was talking about at the NSA was Bill Binney, and he came forward, you know, years before, and, you know, he said the same thing, and he was pretty much ignored. You know, anybody that comes forward, you've probably heard that there's a number of FBI agents have come forward in these new cases, that they're trying to get Trump on everything. Agents are coming forward right and left. I just saw a report the other day that more and more of these FBI employees are coming forward and blowing the whistle. And when are we going to start hearing from them? They say they've got three separate grand juries right now going after Trump. And I don't think that includes the Attorney General in New York, Letitia James, who, since she took office, she's done nothing but investigate Trump and his family. So, and I heard politically she's in trouble up there. I think the New Yorkers are pretty sick and tired of her spending all her time going after Trump and not doing her job. Since they don't prosecute anybody anymore in New York, and I think we talked a little bit the other day about this new law in Illinois that takes effect in January. They're calling it the Purge Law, named after the movie, where the sheriff came on in the press conference I saw, and he said that they will no longer detain people for crimes like robbery, burglary, attempted murder. They won't even have to pay bond to get out of jail.
Yeah, it's going to be a great program. Second degree murder is also one of them.
That will be a
no bail issue. New York's had this problem since their smart geniuses up in Albany, the demon rats, if you want to call them that, the libtards, whatever, have implemented this bail reform that it's a revolving door. But the recidivism is unbelievable. They turn out carjackers and attempted murderers and second degree murderers, and I mean, felons are getting arrested. They're getting in front of the magistrate. They're being released. And what are they doing? They're going right back out and committing another heinous crime against a citizen.
Yeah. Kidnapping is on that list.
Yeah.
Arson, drug induced homicide, aggravated DUI. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but they're not going to hold anybody anymore. Not only that, Illinois is getting ready to release 400 criminals.
Yeah.
So they're going to release all these criminals, and then they're not going to arrest anybody anymore. And then in Illinois, it's tough to get a gun over there.
Especially in Chicago.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But the entire state, you're right, the entire state, J.B. Pritzker and all of the, and Beetlejuice, of course, in Chicago, they are so, they're so anti-gun. But, you know, I made a point in my article last month. How many times have you heard about the ATF raiding a known gang hangout and seizing weapons from them?
Yeah, it just never happens.
It never happens. And they're the people that are doing all the murders.
Yeah, but they just served subpoenas to 50 Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And did you see they surrounded MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, surrounded him at the drive-thru window at Hardee's.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. Do you believe that?
Yep.
It's just hard to believe.
It's so
where we're at in this country.
It is so asinine, it makes me laugh. The fact you know, he's in line to get a burger, and the FBI surrounds him and takes his cell phone.
It's just hard to believe. It really is. But, you know, we live in a country now under a president that, you know, an 18-year-old, now they're saying about student loans, 18-year-olds couldn't understand the student loans that they got. And yet 7-year-olds are allowed to choose their gender now.
Yeah.
And if the student says his parents are bothering him, they tell the parents that they have to stay out of it, that it's up to the kid.
Yeah.
This is insanity. It's just insane.
And if the kid wants to transition to a different sex, then
yeah,
if the parents refuse to do the gender altering surgery, the mutilation, then the state will take the child away from the parents. This is where we're heading. Parental rights are at the fore of this made-up transgender movement.
Right.
To break up the nuclear family. I mean, they did it wonderfully to the black families in the 60s with the Civil Rights Act. And I guess with our white privilege, we had to wait until 2022 before it started affecting our nuclear families as whites. You know, and honestly, it bothers me when I read these things that these racists put out claiming that I have white privilege. I understand that if I break the law, I should go to jail. I understand that, and Martin Luther King said this, that he wanted to see a world where we were judged on the content of our character instead of the pigmentation on our skin. But it started with the class warfare under Clinton, but it exploded in the race warfare under Obama.
Oh, yeah, man. Obama just took it to another level, didn't he?
He sure did. And now we've got critical race theory. We've got all of these programs that are being implemented to paint the black community as the oppressed and the white community as the oppressor. And they're manipulating and mind programming and mind controlling a certain demographic that is going to proliferate into every other demographic so that they can further divide this country. You know, divided we fall, united we stand, and that's where we're heading. Well, Pat, we've already killed a half hour, brother.
Oh wow!
Yep, we're gonna have to take a brief pause. Yeah, it sure does. My guest today is Pat McShay. I want to thank you for giving us some of your time. We're gonna take a brief pause, and when we come back, we're gonna dive right back into When Will the Charade End? You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. Want to tell you about an outstanding book written by Peter Schweitzer entitled Profiles in Corruption. In this book, Mr. Schweitzer offers a deep dive investigation into the private finances and secret deals of some of America's top political leaders. And as usual, he doesn't disappoint. He has never before reported revelations that will uncover corruption and abuse of power, all backed up by a mountain of corporate documents and legal filings from around the globe. Learn about how they're making sweetheart deals, generating side income, bending the law to their own benefits, using legislation to advance their own interests, and much more. Profiles in Corruption. This is a 368-page hardcover book. We're only asking $28 for this book. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $33 for Profiles in Corruption. You can order your copy of this outstanding work by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Now, if you want to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 419 R. O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Gary. Great to be here.
Okay, so before the break, we were talking about Mike Lindell being raided at the Hardee's in Minnesota, and the founder of Papa John's was on a radio show recently, and I've got a clip I want to play for you, and then we'll discuss what's going on with the alphabet agencies.
You saw last night when Mike Lindell was raided with the FBI. Yeah. FBI. Trump just got raided. I mean, we now have Nazi Germany, where if you're a conservative and you believe in conservative principles and you're outspoken, you got the KGB.
You believe that?
The AG, the FBI, you know, the Internal Revenue Service now. I mean, yeah, the government is now an enemy of the freedoms of the people. And if you don't think that, you know, if they attack Lindell, Trump, Flynn, Papa John, if they attack us, sooner or later they're going to attack every American that doesn't believe in their ideology that has a voice.
So they're going to attack all Americans who do not toe the company line. He's not wrong, is he?
Well, no, and you know, the crazy thing here is Mike Lindell has not broken the law. Questioning the election is not against the law. There's no evidence that Mike Lindell broke the law. He didn't go to the January 6th protests. He didn't go into the Capitol. There's no reason that they should have sent a dozen FBI agents out to surround him and take his phone. But if that's the standard now of, you know, being surrounded by the FBI or even getting on the FBI's radar, then how many millions of people are now on the FBI's radar? That's pretty frightening that, you know, you could put something on Facebook or Twitter and have the FBI at your front door a few days later. And that's actually happened to some people. I saw an interview with a woman the other day. I believe she was on Tucker Carlson, where she put some stuff on, I think it was Facebook, and the next day or a couple days later, the FBI was at her front door asking her questions. And, you know, that's where we're at, man. We're in trouble.
Very much so. You know, yeah, I saw that article too. I read it. And the thing that gets me is there was a guy, he published his Ring doorbell. The camera showed an ATF agent with two local police officers in full battle armor coming to check his purchase of firearms. And
I saw that. Yeah, that's crazy.
The usurpation of our constitutional rights. I mean, in the Declaration of Independence, it says that we should have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that's a paraphrase, but everybody knows that that's what the Declaration said. And with the tyrannical government, and I'm talking everybody, there is maybe two or three in the entire system in D.C. that is honest enough that I would let take care of my kids or my house while I was gone. The rest of them, Dan Crenshaw, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, you know, AOC, the whole lot of them are, they're power hungry and they're stepping all over our rights. And then Biden comes out and says, well, all you gun owners, you know, you don't have F-15s. We're going to take control of this country. And that's an outright threat to the American citizenry.
Yeah, Joe Biden, you know, his whole thing was, I'm going to unify the country that Trump tore apart. I don't know how Trump tore anything apart to begin with. They were accusing him of being a racist, but before he became president or started running for president, I never saw any evidence that Trump was a racist. Matter of fact, he had a lot of black friends in the entertainment industry, and they all turned on him when he ran for president. So Joe Biden was always the guy in government that everyone kind of looked at as racist because he made so many racist comments.
Well, he hung out with Richard Byrd, a known Klan guy. Biden is as racist as they come.
Right. And now he's Uncle Joe, the sweet old guy. It's just ridiculous. No one's looking at his record. I bet most of these young people have no idea about what Joe was like before his dementia, his new dementia-friendly personality.
Not a lick. And, well, you know, the problem with dementia is fits of rage. And have you noticed how many White House staffers have resigned their positions? Is it because of his temper tantrums? I mean, there's a video of him on the lawn talking about his Inflation Reduction Act that his administration was able to get pushed through, this farce of legislation, that he's screaming and hollering on the lawn of the White House. He's throwing a temper tantrum.
He's starting to scream in almost every speech. It's pretty weird. And then you've got Kamala Harris. She's had like, 14 people that work for her quit? 14? It's crazy.
And she's sniping with Dr. Jill. I mean, it's a totally dysfunctional White House.
You know, it's just like Joe's trying to shake hands with the invisible man now. He's done that several times, and Jill's always grabbing him and pushing him into, you know, different directions, and, you know, he wouldn't know what to do. Every time he finishes a speech, he turns around and walks the wrong way, like at the Academy Awards. They always seem to turn the wrong way, and the girl has to run up and grab him and go, no, you got to go this way. They do that to Joe after every speech.
Speaking of speeches, what did you think of his Moloch speech in front of Independence Hall with the red lights and the two Marines standing behind him?
Boy, that's exactly what I thought of. This looks like something that would have happened at Bohemian Grove or something. The red background, the two Marines back there. I wonder if they were even Marines. I wonder if he just put a couple guys in uniform behind him. Just the visual, not even hearing the speech, just the visual was unbelievable and bad for everybody involved, I thought.
Bad optics for sure, bar none.
Yeah.
And speaking of bad optics and the big guy, did you see that Hunter has asked a judge, petitioned a judge to reduce his child support payments for the kid he had with the stripper from Arkansas? Because he's financially strapped.
His paintings either aren't selling or he's having trouble putting deals together with the Chinese and the Russians with so much with the spotlight on him. Apparently there's a investigation into Hunter Biden going on. That's really hard to believe. I keep hearing that they're investigating him, but I haven't seen anybody get SWAT teamed over at the Biden house. And, he's living up in Malibu in a $20,000 a month house. So how bad can his business be? Is he going to move out of his Malibu, beach house?
Right.
I doubt it.
No,
I doubt it. And they said that the house that he was in before that was $25,000 a month. So he's got plenty of money for that kind of stuff. And doesn't he drive, wasn't he driving a Ferrari or something, not long ago?
He was driving some six-figure vehicle, something that I'll never afford.
Yeah, he doesn't act like he's broke, except for his child support. He just can't afford that though.
Yeah, what's sad was when Dr. Jill decorated the White House last year, there was no stocking for that illegitimate child. So the Bidens don't even recognize that child as a relative, a grandchild.
Yeah, which is bizarre, really. I mean, I know the circumstances weren't ideal, but that sure isn't the little kid's fault. And you wonder if there's any communication at all. I wonder if Hunter even sends her a Christmas card, you know?
Right. Well, honestly, even though her mom is a former stripper, the child is probably better off not being involved in that syndicate family.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe she'll raise that child with better morals than she was given, and Hunter definitely was raised with, because it's just a bad situation for this child. And having that porno filming, crack smoking loser, criminal.
Yeah, you know, like you said, she's probably better off not being around those people, because there's a lot of pedophilia, I'm sure, going on in that family. It's hard to believe there's not. You know, Joe certainly acts like the classic pedophile, the way he constantly is petting these kids in videos and pictures and sniffing their hair and pinching them. And the one girl who was the daughter of Chris Coons, if you look at those pictures, she is very uncomfortable. And she said that when he put his arm around her, he pinched her nipple. That's when she was like 13.
I saw her face and she is appalled. She's just taken aback. It's just crazy. And
you know, poor people are afraid to come forward and say anything.
Right. Because the FBI could show up at their door. He's weaponized the DOJ. And you know, the Democrats are really good at weaponizing different government agencies, whether it's the DOJ, the IRS. You know, when Obama was in office, Lois Lerner ran the tax exempt organization section of the IRS and targeted Tea Party members and targeted conservatives. And, you know,
oh my gosh.
It's SOP, standard operating procedure for these people. And, you know, the entire gamut is politicized. I mean, look at the appointment of Rochelle Walensky at the CDC and all of the lies that have come out from her pie hole. Trust the science, but there's eight different genders. Men can get pregnant. Men can have menstrual cycles. That's not science. That's science fiction. That's garbage. And the
FDA too. I mean, they're supposed to be a watchdog, and they worked and conspired with these vaccine companies to shut down any negative information about the vaccines. The FDA worked with Pfizer on their lawsuit to try and hide the contents of the vaccine and to try and hide all the documentation. They wanted to hide it for 75 years. So the FDA still allows aspartame in drinks like Diet Coke and Diet Mountain Dew. They all have poison aspartame in it. The FDA even admits that aspartame is a poison, and yet they just refuse to take it out of all these drinks. And not only drinks, but aspartame is in probably hundreds now of various food products. So they're putting poison in all the food. And, you know, food's becoming more and more processed as well, which processed food is known to shorten your lifespan. They're terrible for people, and people are eating more processed food than ever. So.
Yep. And we wonder why people are getting sick and getting more different types of cancers and all of the health maladies that have besieged us on top of the jab. And, you know, there is an advertisement, a commercial being run in New York State right now that is telling young people who have taken this jab about myocarditis among children. You know, there was a golfer that died recently?
Yeah, just a couple days ago, a 17-year-old golfer dropped dead while he was practicing for an upcoming tournament. 17 years old, was fairly healthy before, but he was fully jabbed. And now he's dead, 17 years old. They said his heart just stopped. It probably had a blood clot. They haven't done an autopsy. Yeah, and in England, I don't know if you saw this, but England, who was pushing these on young kids, just like they were here, are here, they finally announced that no more vaccines will be offered to children under 12 because so many kids have died and been negatively affected by these vaccines. So when are they going to do that here? I just saw in Denmark now, they are not allowing anyone under 50 to get the boosters. So why is that? Because it's killing people. And heart disease is skyrocketing in this country. Cancers are skyrocketing in this country. And they say a lot of that is due to the vaccines. So
we don't know anything about the side effects that are a year, year and a half after that are coming down the pike. I mean, we're going to have to live and deal with this. That's going to be the new normal, is watching somebody that we love that is perfectly healthy, and they've come out they've come out with a new phrase, a new diagnosis, Pat. It's called sudden death syndrome.
Just like the old SIDS. Yeah. Now they've got it for adults.
Yeah,
sudden adult death, and people are just. I think that now. I think I read the other day that's now the main cause of death is people dying and they don't know why. You know, it's got to be the vaccines, because non-COVID deaths are skyrocketing. The one insurance executive said that the deaths are up 40% among working people. So these aren't elderly retired people. These are working age people from, you know, 20 up to 62, I think it was. So these are working people that are dropping dead.
Yeah. And Fauci pushed this garbage, and Rand Paul recently pulled him on the carpet, didn't he?
Yeah, just it's amazing that we get all this news about Donald Trump, a bunch of garbage news, but they won't show these hearings that they're having about vaccines and about all these other issues. But They just had another Senate hearing the other day. I watched some of it, and Rand Paul was right back in Dr. Fauci's face and again tried to get him to admit that he's making money off of these vaccines, and he wants to know how many people are making money off these vaccines. And Fauci again wouldn't say. And Rand Paul said, if we take over the House and the Senate, he said, we're going to make you tell us. So Fauci is on notice. That's why they have to win. The Republicans have to win, and they have to get real leadership. They need to get rid of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. I don't even know if that's possible. It'd be easier to get rid of McCarthy, but I doubt Mitch McConnell's going anywhere. So he's always going to be there with Chuck Schumer to, you know, keep the agenda going, I think. But we just have too many traitors in office. That's the problem.
Huge problem.
And like you said, they're bringing in these new people like Crenshaw, who I think is just another globalist. I just can't stand him.
I think I read somewhere, and I reported on it, that Crenshaw was an alumnus of Klaus Schwab's Young Leaders Program.
I think I read that too, Jared. Yeah.
It ties perfectly in with the Great Reset, with Crenshaw being bought and paid for by Klaus Schwab. And you know, Big Pharma has bought most of these politicians and the lobbyists that inundate these offices. I mean, we don't have a political system that was brought together by our founding fathers anymore. It's garbage that is ruling over us now.
Well, good example of that, you know, I was outraged along with a lot of people that Djokovic wasn't allowed to play in the U.S. Open because he hadn't gotten vaccinated. Yet they've let 5 million people come in the country that aren't vaccinated, but they wouldn't let Djokovic in. And then, I don't know if you watched any of the tennis tournament, but Moderna was one of the top sponsors of the U.S. Open. Wonder if that had anything to do with him not being allowed.
Oh, good night, nurse. That is too funny. You're right. Yeah. The sad thing is they have said that these migrants, these illegal immigrants, do not need to be tested. They don't need masks. They don't need jabs. But one guy, one tennis player, in great health.
Yeah, probably in better health than most people on the planet. So, yeah, it's really disgusting that we're controlled by people that just absolutely hate America. And, you know, a lot of these people that Biden is putting in office hate America. Most of them, the black people that they're putting in, they hate America and they hate white people. They act like they do. So it's just bizarre that these people hate America so badly. Did you see the woman who is running for office down in, I think it's South Carolina? She's running for a Senate seat, and Project Veritas caught her on tape saying that she hates white people and white people need to be this and that. And she went on and on about how much she hates white people and she needs to put white people under her thumb and all this stuff. Did you see any of that?
I've glanced at bits and pieces of it. Yeah, it's.
Yeah, now they're saying she might drop out of the race. I mean, might drop out. How do you stay in the race after saying something like that on tape? But, and it's just unbelievable. These people hate America.
And what idiot would vote for her? Especially right. If you have less pigmentation in your skin. You know, that's the thing that irks me to no end is the racism that is so rampant, and it's on all sides. You know, in God's word, it says God is no respecter of persons, which means he doesn't care what your nationality, what your skin color is. When we get to heaven, that's not going to be pertinent. There will be no skin color.
But, right.
But now we have to go against the white guys because, well, they've been suppressing us for eons. Okay. Yes, slavery was wrong. Yes, it got ended. That's great. Well, it hasn't ended because there are still slaves in this country. Some of them are sex slaves. They're sex trafficked. You know,
right.
There's still evil that's out there, but why do we need to foment so much hate and divide our country? But that's exactly what these so-called anti-racist, CRT-pushing Marxists, just flat-out Marxists, are doing to this country, and it's destroying us bit by bit. And the more that everyday people turn a blind eye and acquiesce and just try to go along to get along, the further entrenched this divisive mindset is going to be, and the more harm it does to this nation. And it's just going to keep dividing us further and further. And eventually, I see another civil war, and it will be the loony left against the Christian conservatives out there. And it's going to be a bloodbath, and this nation is, I don't know if it'll ever recover from the hate that it's been.
Yeah, I agree. The religion in this country, or, you know, less people go to church today than ever before in this country, a fewer percentage. And Biden has done everything he can to cause friction among the races, yet he continues to say that he's unifying the nation, which is just ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as the other day after the stock market dropped 1,200 points. And inflation is still over 8%. And he's up there talking about how his economic policies are working. I mean, this guy is just Looney Tunes. He's like, it's like we're in, the Twilight Zone with a president that cannot tell the truth about anything. And it's the same thing with everyone in his administration. You know, you look at this dope Pete Buttigieg, who took a 2-month maternity leave with his gay partner while distribution was going to hell in this country, something that he's in charge of. And, you know, he acted like nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
So we're just in trouble. We've got a bunch of people in charge they got in because of equity, a lot of them, and they don't have experience. They're ignorant and they can't do their job. That Karine Jean-Pierre, the new press secretary, is a great example, man. She is just dumber than a box of rocks, unfortunately. You know, that's not a racial statement. That's just listening to someone that just doesn't know what she's talking about and literally lies through her teeth about almost everything. So it's pretty scary.
Yep. Well, Pat, we've killed another hour, brother. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and have a discussion with me, man. I always enjoy our chats and look forward to the next one.
It goes quick.
It sure does.
Well, thanks, Jared.
Thank you, brother. You have a great day. God bless you.
You too.
That's been my guest, Pat McShay. We want to thank you for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.